This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The news headlines. President Draupadi Murmu commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during natural calamities across the country. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says she will personally monitor the passing of GST benefits to citizens. And Tripura government is working to revive the fading tribal culture and strength then the state's composite heritage, says Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Debbarman. The news in details. President Draupadi Murmu has commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during natural calamities across the country. In a social media post, the president said she is deeply anguished every time she comes to know about natural calamities during the monsoon this year. She said that cloudbursts in the hills and floods in the plains have taken a heavy toll, leaving death and destruction in their wake in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Assam and many other parts of the country. She said that the nation shares the sorrow of the people affected by calamities and is with them in this crisis. She added that together the nation will overcome this challenge. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said she will personally monitor the passing of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the Finance Minister said people from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them. She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic effort. Tripura government is working to revive the fading tribal culture and strengthen the state's composite heritage, said Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Debbarman yesterday. He was speaking as a chief guest at a program organized by the Tripura State Academy of Tribal Research at Kumlung as part of the Janjatiya Gaurav Utsav, where traditional attire and musical instruments were distributed among tribal communities. The exchange of food habits, traditions and culture between tribal and non-tribal communities will further strengthen the foundation of Tripura's composite culture. The aim of the government is to pass on this message to future generations, the minister said. He further added that both the Prime Minister and the Chief Minister have placed top priority on the development and welfare of tribal people. In a major political move, the Naga People's Front, NPF, the oldest regional party in the northeastern region, has formally appealed to Chief Minister Nephu Rio to return to the party and assume its leadership. A resolution to this effect was adopted by the party's Central Executive Council, CEC, during a meeting held at the NPF Central Office in Kohima yesterday. The resolution comes amid increasing speculation about a possible merger between the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, and the NPF. Addressing media persons, NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumba Mokikon stated that the CEC had resolved to make a formal and special appeal to Chief Minister Nephu Rio to rejoin the NPF and take charge of the party's leadership in the greater interests of both the party and the Naga people. Mr. Kikon added that the NPF continues to view Mr. Rio as an integral part of the party and that his return to his original political platform would send a positive message to the public. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Ramdas Athawale has said that the central government is committed to the development of scheduled tribes in the country. Speaking to the media in Bengaluru, he informed that the Bengaluru Shilpotsava 2025 has been organized to provide a market for the products made by the tribals and the scheduled caste and tribes. The main objective of this program is to provide a marketing platform for the products of the communities financed by the three national corporations functioning under the ministry, namely scheduled castes, backward classes, Safai Karamcharis and artisans. In a significant crackdown on illegal activities, the Kohima police have successfully rescued a minor girl from a human trafficking and sexual exploitation ring. Nine individuals, including the key accused, were apprehended during the raid. The operation was launched following a Sumoto FIR registered by the Kohima Women Police Station after a meticulous inquiry into a missing person report. During the inquiry, reliable information led officials to trace and rescue the girl from a hotel in Kohima on August 30th. Based on the victim's disclosure, one of the primary accused, Nese Dinyo, was apprehended. During interrogation, she revealed that she operated under direction of the main accused, one Rakesh, and played a key role in recruiting the minor victim. Acting on credible intelligence and extensive surveillance, a coordinated team comprising personnel from North Police Station and Women Police Station, led by the officer in charge of Women PS, executed further raids, resulting in the arrest of additional suspects. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Pannaik, participated in the inaugural session of the 47th Foundation Day celebration of Dera Nattung Government College, Itanagar, on Friday. The governor, while paying homage to the former Arunachal Pradesh Education Minister, late Dera Nattung, urged the people to draw inspiration from his vision and to carry forward his legacy by dedicating themselves to the noble cause of education. He appealed for a collective commitment to nurture a brighter, more enlightened future for the state. Looking ahead to Viksit Bharat 2047, the governor emphasized that the youth must align their personal goals with the larger national vision. He called the students torchbearers of the nation's future. Governor K.T. Pannaik felicitated achievers of the college, including Rajiv Gandhi University toppers, student achievers in zonal, national and international competitions, and outstanding alumni. In Pasighat, East Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh, the new district emporium was inaugurated by State Minister for Textiles and Handicrafts, Niyato Dukam. In his address, Minister Dukam called for the new district emporiums to be a vibrant hub for marketing innovative products of self-help groups, artisans and weavers in the true spirit of promoting vocal for local initiative of the state government for strengthening the handloom sector. This new emporium is one of the projects taken up in a phased manner for upgradation and revamping of the district. The Meghalaya State Skill Development Society signed a landmark memorandum of understanding with Asian One Corporation Limited Japan in Tokyo on Friday. This was the outcome of the Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma's official visit to Japan in April 2025, during which he articulated a forward-looking vision to create international career pathways for the youth of Meghalaya. The partnership focuses on building pathways in healthcare, caregiving, hospitality, IT and other sectors aligned with Japan's workforce needs, while also providing Japanese language and cultural integration training. It will support the training and overseas placement of Meghalaya's youth, starting with 500 candidates in the first year and scaling up to 5,000 over the next 5 years. Spraying pesticides using drones on rubber trees has been undertaken for the first time in Tripura to combat the outbreak of fungal infection in the rubber plantation. Government officials said drone spraying of fungicides was successfully carried out at the Taranagar farm of the rubber board in West Tripura in response to the recent Phytophthora outbreak across three major rubber growing districts in the state. The Phytophthora is a genus of plant damaging oomycetes whose member species cause financial loss to crops as well as environmental damage, he said. The timely release of the collection of Khasi poems titled Nasanai Batlem by Miss Isabel Karluki, which can be loosely translated as From Serene Midnight, has added another feather to the Khasi poetry and literature in general. The book was released by Meghalaya legislator H.S. Karpran, who represents Morenkaneng constituency in East Khasi's district, amidst renowned authors and writers belonging to Khasi Author Society at a function held in the office of the Khasi Society in Shillong. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.